This is the video, supplementary video for week 3. So the exercise for this week is, in one sense it's very simple, and in another sense it may utilize a type of imagination. For some of you, this will be a very lived reality, a lived way of seeing life. But whether it is or it isn't, I think that you can begin to approach it in a certain sense by even imagining without getting your imagination too involved, without getting your thinking process too involved. But in this exercise, we're really endeavoring to see the world, perceive things in the world through the eyes of the infinite, through the eyes of eternity, we could say. And this is a very different idea than to have an experience of eternity, to have an experience of the infinite. This is actually to begin to perceive the world from eternity, from the eyes of eternity. And so for some of you, you may have some reference about what this is like. For others of you, you may not. But either way, even if you just sort of imagine, if you take the whole notion of eternity, you know, eternity is a timeless dimension. There's no time to it. Eternity isn't something that exists for a long, long, long time. Eternity is that which is outside of time. So it also has a sense of being sort of primordial, very deep in its origin. In a certain sense, the eternity is the origin of all things. So in this exercise, we're actually looking from this perspective of the origin of all things, from the perspective of eternity. Now, in order to even begin to approach this, we have to let go of trying to understand what eternity is. We have to put on hold or step aside or step out of the entire egoic perspective. The egoic perspective would be the perspective that's always commenting on everything. You know, it's like an endless commentator in your head that's narrating all experience. You know, it's naming everything. You know, that's a tree, that's a bus, that's the sky. This is my hand, this is a foot, this is the room I'm in. There's a quality of mind that is a commentator. It's been trained for many, many, many years, educated to be able to name things, describe things, to tell a story about everything, to narrate the events and experiences of one's life. In order to begin to see through the eyes of eternity, we're putting all that aside. We're not looking for a better narration. We're not looking for a better story. Or not looking for some sort of more pleasant spiritual fantasy. We're actually putting the entire process of narrating, of describing to ourselves, of commenting, evaluating, and all the rest. We're putting that all aside because that traps us in a particular dimension of perception, which is, maybe at times it can be useful to narrate or describe something, as I'm doing right now. I'm trying to describe something to you, but it also has a profound limitation. It puts a profound limitation on our perspective, on our perception, when we're looking from the collective knowledge of our minds. So when we step out of that, which means you just put it aside, and without trying to wonder, how do I do this? It's more like you call it forth. This is very important to understand. You're not trying to do this, because if you're trying to do this, you're going to overly you're going to overly stimulate your imagination. You're going to start commenting again and imagining in the sense of the past and things, in terms of things you've learned. This is not the kind of imagining I'm talking about. But if we can put all that aside and see from the eyes of eternity. The eyes of eternity don't have a story. They don't have a commentary. The eyes of eternity really don't even know how to comment on what's happening, how to narrate it, how to turn perception and experience into a story or an inner dialogue. All that is done from a much more contracted state of consciousness, generally ego consciousness. Nor is eternity that experience where we are experiencing the divine, we were having wonderful experiences of unity or stillness or quiet or presence or all these ways where we are having certain experiences, partaking of those experiences. Eternity is not that either. Eternity is something of a much higher order. In fact, it's of the highest possible order. From the eyes of eternity just gaze out or gaze in. Actually, neither one of those, they just gaze. So as we're here together, and this is going to be the practice for the week at times too, just see if you can, even with your visual field, start with your visual field, it's sort of the easiest, and just look at things. Without commenting on them, without saying they're good or bad, right or wrong, without telling a story about them, without even giving a name to them. You've put the name aside. You've put that whole collection of knowledge that we've been taught aside for a moment. And you're just looking at things very simply and purely, without any commentary, without any naming, without any description. In a certain manner of speaking, this is how eternity sees things. It sees everything without the medium of interpretation, without the medium of ego wanting more or less, without the medium of self who is having experiences. But eternity experiences everything absolutely directly, without medium, without a go-between, without commentary. And so part of this exercise is to begin to look in that way. Even if it's a practice, it may feel for some of you a little bit contrived, because you may not be used to seeing things this way. So it may seem a little odd at the beginning. You know, we're so used to looking at things through our collection of our knowledge, what we think we know. But what we think we know separates us from eternity. Not absolutely, because nothing can absolutely be separated, but relatively separated, the feeling, the experience of separation. So imagine that you are a timeless and spaceless eternity, timeless, no beginning, no end. Timeless and spaceless, which means you're not a thing. You're not a someone. In fact, eternity is something that you cannot describe. It cannot even really describe itself to itself. One can only be it, but you can't really describe it. So when eternity looks out, when it gazes out, and this is the practice, it gazes out in a state of stillness, without interpretation, without analysis, without judgment. And it sees that each thing is somehow, in a way that you can't describe, but it sees, it intuits, it knows that each thing is somehow itself, that it's looking out upon itself. Each thing, each being, each doorknob, each cloud, each crack in the sidewalk, each hand that you look down at, each thing is somehow itself. It sees itself. And yet, it is also beyond everything it sees. So this is not a philosophical statement necessarily, this is an experiential statement. That eternity sees itself in everything, but also knows itself to be beyond everything. It's paradox. And this is part of the paradox of seeing from the eyes of eternity. Seeing itself in everything and as everything, but also not limited to any form. Not limited to anything it sees or experiences. So this is part of the practice, is to see without commentary and to see from the eyes of eternity, not the ego, because the ego cannot do this. But to see from that state of utter stillness, even if it's for just a moment, just a second. Allow yourself to have many moments of this during the day, many seconds. When there's just a pure state of seeing, of experiencing. And you experience yourself to be spaceless and timeless. As if in some way you've always been. And there you are seeing life now. And when eternity gazes at things, it doesn't know what they are. So when you see something, you don't know what it is. Because you're not going to the old mind, which is going to describe it, which is going to comment on it, which is going to give it a name. So when eternity sees each thing, it sees everything. In a certain sense, it knows that what it's seeing is itself, but beyond that, it doesn't know what it is. Because actually beyond that, it isn't anything other than itself. All other knowledge is relative, practical, possibly of some practical use, but maybe not. So from the eyes of eternity, each thing is simply seen and known as itself and nothing else. Beyond that, it doesn't know what anything is. It doesn't have a list of concepts to look at things through. It's very pure and very, very simple state of being. And as I said, as you do this, you may get a sense that even though everything that eternity sees is somehow intuitively known as itself, it also knows that it transcends everything that it sees. Not transcendent in the sense of being some distant witness. Not transcendent in this terms of an expanded state of consciousness or the whole variety of spiritual experiences that one can have. This is something very different. This is not a spiritual experience. It's not an expanded state that I'm talking about. It's something more simple than all that. It's beyond the ego, beyond the self, and all the self's experiences of transcendence and expansion and contraction and all the rest. When eternity sees everything as itself, and it also knows that it transcends itself. It's not that it has an experience of transcendence. It has a knowledge of transcendence. Very, very different. See if you can feel what that difference is. and eternity, because it is timeless, it has no beginning. It has no birth in the sense of it didn't start at some time. It has no birth, no beginning. It has no duration. It doesn't last for a while and then stop. In that sense, it's beyond life. All forms of life come, they last for a while, then they pass away. Of course, life doesn't go anywhere. Life is itself eternal, but all the forms come and go. But this eternity doesn't. And yet somehow it's not at all separate or other in any way whatsoever from the comings and goings of life. It sees all the comings and goings of life as itself. And yet somehow, mysteriously, it itself doesn't come and go. But it is not a witness. It is not separate from life. It's not separate from form, but it is not limited to form. So again, this isn't an experience you're trying to create. You're not trying to merge or have union or have some wonderful spirit. This is beyond all of that. This is a kind of profound intuitive knowledge. Very hard to explain it beyond that. And so it is with the passing away of things, the death of things. That even though eternity notices the death of things, the passing away of things, the passing away of a single moment, the passing away of each of my words, all forms of life come, last for a while, and pass away. And even though eternity is not separate from all that, it itself also transcends the passing away, transcends death. So this is a profound paradox, that eternity knows no birth, no life, and no death. And yet it knows itself as birth and life and death. At the same time, it's very, very simple. The key isn't to have it complex. The key is not to even imagine it to be complex in any way whatsoever. It's extraordinarily simple. Start with the most simple part of this exercise. Just gaze with the eyes of eternity from a timeless state of being. Where nothing is named, nothing is commented upon, nothing is judged. The only thing eternity knows, which is the only ultimate knowledge there actually is that everything, every sight, smell, sound, taste, touch, all of it, is somehow itself. And at the same time, it transcends all of its forms. Not transcends in a state of otherness or witness, but transcends in a different way, a more simple way. So see each thing, take moments throughout the day and just try to look at them from the eyes of eternity. Look at things, look at forms of life, the trees, the clouds. Look at people, you know, people you don't know. See them through the eyes of eternity from these very simple and innocent way of looking at things. And yet extraordinarily profound, because in a certain sense it is eternity, it is the Godhead seeing, experiencing itself. From itself. Not from the perspective of an ego, not from the perspective of a self that's even slightly other than, but in a realm where there is absolutely no otherness, no distinction, no absolute difference. Everything is eternity. Everything. Every moment. That's divine knowledge. Now, it may start out as a practice. As I said, it might even start out somewhat contrived. For some, it'll be quite difficult, probably. Don't worry about any of that. Don't struggle with it. Oh, just an instant is enough. Just an instant throughout the day. Moments and moments to moments throughout the day. Just look at things from the eyes of eternity. Don't even try to do it. It's more like with the intention, you start to evoke eternity within you. You start to evoke it into consciousness. It's absolutely quiet, absolutely silent. Really, nothing much can be said about it. But practice it. Play with it a little. Don't try to get perfect with it. Don't try to sustain it necessarily. Just practice with looking through the eyes of eternity. And you might see that it has an effect as the day goes about, has an effect upon you. Starts to bring you into a deeper dimension of experience and what is beyond experience. So sort of play with this. Don't be too serious with it. Don't get your mind involved. Don't get your thinking involved. But just sort of be with it easily, to just see with the eyes of eternity, from the eyes of silence, just to look out upon things. And you'll see eternity is neither engaged nor disengaged. It's neither close nor far away. All these paradoxes, if you come into it even for a moment, they all fall away. All of the paradoxes will fall away, and there's just the simplicity. Your mind may try to understand it, try to grab hold of it, but just let all that be. And just take a moment to see the world from those eyes. So that's the exercise for the week. This is, I think it's really a beautiful and sort of a profound exercise. And I hope you partake of it. I hope you utilize it throughout the week. And as always, enjoy yourself. Thank you.